Classic Hits, 93.1 WNOX. Frank Murphy here. Delighted to have Sinbad on the phone, the great comedian Sinbad. Welcome. You're coming to Tennessee.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to it. Y'all, it's going to be colder there than it is in Portland.
Is that where you are now?
No, I'll be in Portland next week. My daughter's hoping there'd be some snow.
Yeah.
It's going to be like 50-something there.
Well, you know, you can climb Mount Hood if you want to get some snow, even in
right.
June.
That's right.
You know, that's what I did one year. It was pretty awesome. Well, here in Knoxville, we've definitely been having some winter weather, and it's the Christmas season, of course, and you're going to be at the Nyswanger Performing Arts Center in beautiful Greenville, Tennessee, for a show this weekend. And I've been watching some of your stuff, Sinbad, some of your new material. You are killing me with how truthful and on target you are with the state of America today.
Oh, man, America's in a strange time right now. We're just in this, I'm talking about politics, pop culture, music. It's just, it's not what we thought it was going to be, I don't think.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm close to your age. I'm in my 50s, and I'm kind of with you in that, you know, maybe it's our generation's got to die out before things are really going to change.
Yeah, maybe just, you know, I think what it is. Say you have a very influential father.
Yeah.
Or say you have a very influential mentor. Before us, the generation before us was giants. You know, they were giants.
Mm-hmm.
That my generation, we were actually a product of giants. And then another generation came on that even knows that there were giants around them.
Yes.
And it became like, okay, where does this go? Although they kind of rip off everything, but nobody admits it's a rip off.
Okay, what?
Everybody wants to be hip. Like, I look at young female artists, they're ripping off Madonna, but they're not quite Madonna.
I hear you.
You know, it's like everybody's almost something. But I don't see that unique. I'm looking for, where's that uniqueness?
You know, there was even a top 40 hit this year called Classic, and it was one of the guys was on Lost, you know, and you know the song I'm talking about, where they reference all of the old Motown acts in the song.
Thank you.
Yeah, and they try to make it sound like an old Motown song.
It's a strange thing.
But you're absolutely right that the baby boomer generation has a hard time living up to our parents and grandparents who were – there's even books called The Greatest Generation. Just ask Tom Brokaw. Oh, you're not as good as they were.
But you know what, though? I think what is not about someone not as good, we can't work as hard as they work.
You know, you're right.
We can't – they look – there was no tech. Look, we're lucky. Our generation, we came into the technological age. We knew what it was like not to have it. Then we got it. We went from no cell phones to cell phones. So we got the advantage of it. Our parents still are confused by the phones. Our parents are still confused by social media. Our parents, you know, they just take whatever they need. Like, they'll take the Facebook but use it for just what they want to use it for.
Right.
Just that one thing.
As opposed to us wasting hours.
Of posting pictures of myself. Look at me eating. Look at me walking.
Guilty as charged, Sinbad.
You're so busy posting pictures of you, you ain't doing nothing.
You know, all right, you've got a great point because I went to a concert recently, and as we're taking a couple of snapshots, you know, when the slow song comes on, instead of sitting back and enjoying the slow song, what are we doing? We're uploading it to Instagram going, look where I am.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
I was at a Prince concert, and he said, okay, guys, I'm right here. Instead of looking at me through a 4-inch screen, why don't you look at the stage?
Yes. And how many of us have let their food get cold while we took pictures?
Man, it's insane.
You're so right.
Go to a restaurant, look at the family. I'll get the cell phone. Look at them.
Yep.
And it's like no one's paying attention. It's like everybody got ADHD.
Well, I think we're giving ourselves ADHD with all the phones and the stuff you're talking about.
And I think you can. I think there's a higher level of ADHD. Well, look, first of all, there's video games. Nobody goes outside to play. I think it has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
I just tested myself, and I realized my ADHD was through the roof. But think about it. I wouldn't take medication to save my life because I had fun with my ADHD.
Right.
I played sports. I played music. So it's not like, oh, ADHD stopped me from being somebody. It made me somebody.
I see what you're saying because, I mean, when you're on the basketball court, you know, all of a sudden, if you're aware of all the distractions, you're a better player because you're in the game there.
Or you don't care.
Okay. I meant like the other players. You notice guys doing stuff, right?
Oh, I didn't care.
Oh.
I'm just happy to be there.
Well, all right. For someone who's creative like you, Sinbad, I imagine that when you have – and I'll call it the good ADHD, you're going to see stuff and everything's going to trigger an idea that you're then able to turn into material for your show.
Well, you know, you hit it on the head. What it is this. When you said it, like good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. Cholesterol is not bad. There's good cholesterol and there's bad. With ADHD, I think there's very positive aspects if you're an artist.
Yes.
And if you perform like me, Jesus, man, it's a beautiful thing.
I agree. Well, you know, I mean, there's been books written about the great artists and some of the great political leaders of our time who are probably diagnosably mentally ill, like, for example, Winston Churchill and Abraham Lincoln, people like that, and some of the great artists of our time, Picasso. They had these mental illnesses that nowadays you'd treat with medication, but because they had that, it pushed them and made them, especially with depression, made Lincoln a very sympathetic leader, but he also saw the worst-case scenario, so he knew how to guide us through it.
He was depressed, but damn, did you see how the country was?
Yeah.
Slavery, it can cause a little depression. There's a reason to be depressed.
Not that might be the understatement of the year.
It caused depression.
Well, you do handle, when Sinbad's on stage, I mean, you tell it like it is with the state of race in America today, and when you're talking about white kids who are acting like black kids and vice versa. I mean, wow, it was a real eye-opener to see that stuff.
I looked at it, I said, the problem is no one's having a dialogue. What we're having right now, you've seen all this fighting and the shootings and the police and all this. No one's talking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this America's about to explode like it did in the 60s. It's not like this is not new.
Yeah.
This happened before.
Yeah.
And we just didn't learn anything the first time.
Whoa. That's.
And if you're not going to learn anything, that'll happen again.
Wow, you're right on it. Exactly.
Martin Luther King said the best. Either we learn to live like brothers or we perish as fools.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. No need for deepness, no need for therapy. Either you get along or you don't.
Wow. Live like brothers or perish like fools. That's, I mean, obviously the man's a genius. Wow. Yeah. All right, well, but you're still able to make us laugh, though, while you're talking about these serious things.
You know, I think sometimes it's so unfunny that you got to make it funny.
Okay.
I mean, I looked at them during the civil rights movements, and I was involved with my dad and stuff. And these leaders were always laughing.
Yeah.
Even the most, when it was time to get serious, it was time to get serious. But humor was a big part of it because you don't have to lose everything about you. You don't have to lose everything fun and good about yourself, even in the worst of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like this, I'm going to keep my sense of humor, but when it's time to be serious, I'll be serious about it.
Yeah.
So with comedy, I can say things to get you to think. And then you get home and be like, wait a minute. Did he just say that to me? Yeah, I did.
Well, that's, you know, a lot of comedy is just the people who are not afraid to get up there and tell the truth, you know,
yeah.
And that's what makes us laugh instinctively because these are things, he said that in public. Oh, my gosh.
Robin Williams was great at that. Richard Pryor was great at that. Bill Cosby, great at that.
Mm-hmm.
They just spoke truth. Lenny Bruce. I mean, look at the release.
It sounds like you're naming the guys who influenced you, because I mean, like I said, being roughly the same age as you, I looked up to those guys at the time that you were coming up and winning Star Search and stuff like that.
Those were my mentors. My mentors were like, remember, the Giants. I'm looking at Lenny Bruce. I'm looking at Richard Pryor. I'm looking at George Carlin. See, people see me as a clean comic. I said, man, drop the word clean.
Okay.
I was dirty when I started, but drop the word clean. I'm
yeah.
a comedian.
Right.
I'm an observer of, forget the language, because George Carlin worked clean. Richard Pryor worked clean. Everybody worked clean and dirty. That's not the thing is, I always say, what was his point of view? Not the type of words he used. What was he saying?
Yeah.
What was he trying to get you to see?
You're right. And sometimes they used the language to get our attention. And
they used the language because America was very prudish. Remember, this is the 50s and 60s. America was trying. You can't shake up America. Every word has been used now.
So yeah.
I see a comic being dirty. Do my grandmother use those words? I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed, man.
That's funny. I just got a picture of your grandma doing like a Richard Pryor or Lenny Bruce routine.
Yeah, so I'm like, if those words are no longer impressive, what's impressive? What you're saying.
Well, it is about vocabulary. I mean, if in normal conversation, obviously we don't need to use curse words in normal conversation because there's other words you can use. You've got a bigger vocabulary. If you're just dropping the F-bomb just in every other word because you got nothing else to say, well, that doesn't mean anything.
Or you thought you were being – I hate it when you think you're really being, oh, man, he's out there. He'll say anything.
Yeah.
Well, dude, why don't you go to a mental institution? They say anything also. There must be some funny comics up in there.
that's Sinbad is making me laugh right now, talking about things that normally I wouldn't laugh about, but he's speaking the truth. And you'll see Sinbad this weekend at the Nyswanger Performing Arts Center in Greenville, Tennessee. The website is npacgreenville.com, or just Google it, which is the easiest thing to do. You've been touring the country, Sinbad, and having a great time. Tell me a little more.
Man, I just, you know, awesome. And I'm enjoying doing music. I got back into a musical side of my life, so I do that just for fun. You know, just sometimes I take a band out, although a band is very expensive. I'm having fun watching my son and daughter grow up. My daughter, her name is Paige Bryan. She sings in the band. She writes. She acts. I mean, I think her story is going to be real big. And my son is about to finish film school. He's a Renaissance man. He's just gifted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Where do they go? Can you say?
Well, my daughter's on the road. You go to a website, Paige Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N.
Okay.
Catch up. What she's doing is she has a new podcast. You think I'm outspoken. It's called Keeping It PC. So she's got a podcast y'all check out.
Now, I looked up and saw several of your bits on the Comedy Central website. A lot of comedians are embracing podcasts. What does the future hold for Sinbad?
I think I'm going to do one, but, you know, I think my life is a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at doing one, but I don't have a set format. It's just going to be stream of consciousness.
Okay. That makes sense. Just say it like it is. I mean, because right now, everything we've just said in our past, you know, few minutes of conversation, that would have been a perfect podcast right there.
That's the problem with my podcast. Oh, man, we should talk about this. See, it'll probably be after the podcast. I'll do a podcast called After the Podcast.
That's outstanding. The ADHD podcast.
Yeah, so
you download it out of order.
Yeah, that's it. Download it out of order, man. The addendum. That's what it is.
Oh, that's outstanding. Well, Sinbad, I wish you all the best. Have a fantastic show this weekend at the Nyswanger Performing Arts Center. It's a beautiful facility in Greenville, Tennessee, a nice part of the country, too. And I guess you can go see, like, Andrew Johnson's house if you want to speak about back in the day, you know, the guy who became president after Lincoln. That's where he's from, that part of the country.
That's the part of the world we're living in. That's good.
Good old Andrew Johnson. He got impeached, but you know they still got his presidential home there up in Greene County.
Did the best he could.
Exactly. All right. Well, Sinbad, thank you so much for the call. I really have enjoyed talking to you. I've been watching you on TV for years and admired your comedy for years, and it's a real treat for me to get to speak with you directly.
All right. You take care now.
All right. Thanks very much. Sinbad, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend at the Nyswanger Performing Arts Center. This is Classic Hits 93.1 WNOX.